Welcome back to Head Games Radio. Tomorrow we're going to have, you know, it's a little bit like Howard Balls at USA Today Week. We got Larry Weissman joining us with James Jones of the Phoenix Suns. Wednesday we'll have Peter Costa, CBS, one of the great analyzers of the golf swing. All of us, I'm sure, can benefit from that, and our good friend Seth Joyner. Thursday we'll have Jared Bell of USA Today and more, all on Head Games Radio. But guys, let's go back to the cult of the young quarterback. Here's John Clayton from Thursday's show about the difference between the AFC quarterbacks and the NFC young quarterbacks.
I mean, you can see certainly that Phillip Rivers now is developing into an elite quarterback. You know, Drew Brees goes over to the NFC and is doing a good job for the Saints, but there's not many quarterbacks right now doing the same. Eli Manning having his growing pains, Rex Grossman having his growing pains. I'm sure Tony Romo's going to do that. And what's happening is that you're seeing some of the NFC quarterbacks, particularly the young ones, start to retreat a little bit. You know, Jake Delhomme, even though he's not a young quarterback, he's kind of hit a little bit of a wall right now. So
there you have it. Let's start with Len Dawson. What about Rex Grossman? Here he is, 6 for 19, 34 yards, a 1.3 rating, 17 turnovers in just 6 games. Do you keep him playing?
That's not a good record, is it, Nick? That's not real good. Fortunately, he's got a great defense over there in a running game. But the quarterbacks have to learn one thing, and that is protect the football, whether you know you're fumbling or whether you're throwing interceptions. But decision-making is really, really important for a quarterback, and the better decisions you make, the better throws you're going to make. But you have to know what they're doing out there defensively, what they're trying to accomplish in shutting you down in the passing game. And I don't think he understands that just yet.
Howard.
Yeah, you know, I would concur with that. And, you know, what John said about Phillip Rivers, I mean, he's fortunate to have LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, Len mentioned about the Bears running game, but that's been okay at times, inconsistent at other times with Thomas Jones. And, you know, Rivers had an awful game last week against Oakland. And so we'll start finding out about these guys, obviously, in the postseason when you come up against very good defenses. And if a defense finds a way to somehow limit Tomlinson, then can Rivers make those plays? So it's tough for the young guys, though, like Len said, in that decision-making. And you kind of get back there and you figure, oh, I got to make a play. And then it leads to a mistake. I mean, we saw Jay Cutler with that, you know, just crazy throw that he had in the game last night against Seattle. And that's, you know, you can't do that and win games, especially in the postseason.
And you can't expect a young guy who's never taken a snap before, with all due respect to Mr. Anderson with Cleveland, to play that well. Leonard Dawson, final thoughts. Can Chicago go all the way with Rex Grossman at quarterback?
Not unless, in this cool weather, I don't think so. Well, cold weather hits, I don't think so.
I don't think they can go all the way. They can certainly get out of the NFC, because I don't know who else is good in the NFC. I mean, the Cowboys are playing pretty well. But, you know, what's Tony Romo going to do in the playoffs, especially if it's cold weather? That's going to be the fun of the NFC playoffs, at least, anyway.
Well, Tony Romo is my bet at this point. Thanks for joining us, Len Dawson, Howard Balls. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. My pleasure, Nick.
Thank you, sirs. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Go to headgamesradio.com, headgamesradio.com, for all the highlights and all the clips. We'll see you tomorrow.